This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Three senior U.S. officials are meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem and Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya in the West Bank. Sharon is presenting his plan for unilateral disengagement from Palestinian territory, including a planned Israeli pullback from most Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians regard the Sharon plan with suspicion. The American envoys are expected to urge Sharon to follow the U.S.-backed Middle East roadmap, which mandates a negotiated settlement. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What exactly are the Bush administration's concern about Sharon's Gaza withdrawal plan?
Well, a spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv said that the three officials, Elliot Abrams and Stephen Hadley, who are both national security advisors to President Bush, and State Department official William Burns, came to hear details of Sharon's plan for a unilateral withdrawal from about 17 Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. What they're afraid of, first of all, is chaos. If Israel pulls out of Gaza without coordinating with the Palestinian Authority, there could be chaos in the streets. The Islamist Hamas movement, which is especially strong in Gaza, could take over. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Dan Kurtzer was today quoted as telling Army Radio that the idea of these meetings are to see if the United States and Israel together can coordinate a move from the roadmap to some sort of more unilateral plan. However, American officials say their policy continues to be that the roadmap, which calls for a negotiated settlement between Israelis and Palestinians, is preferable to any unilateral Israeli moves.
When is this withdrawal expected to take place?
Well, there's no actual timetable, and in fact, Israeli analysts say it's not likely to start before the U.S. elections in November.
Does the Israeli public support a pullback from Gaza?
Last night, about 3,000 Jewish settlers demonstrated in front of Sharon's home in Jerusalem against the pullback. Several hundred of them had spent the past 4 days marching from the settlements in Gaza to Jerusalem. However, in Gaza, there are only about 7,500 Jewish settlers among 1.3 million Palestinians, and polls have consistently shown that the Israeli public does favor an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. So if Sharon does bring it to the government, as he has promised to do, or perhaps for a national referendum, it's very likely that a pullback from Gaza will pass.
But the Palestinians are suspicious about the Sharon plan.
Right. They say that they're afraid that Sharon means to pull back from Gaza in exchange for annexing parts of the West Bank. In fact, a few days after he announced that Israel, he's considering pulling back from all of these settlements in Gaza, he said, well, maybe we'll move these settlers to the West Bank. That's one of the things that the Bush administration envoys wanted to discuss with Sharon. They say it is not acceptable to move these settlers from Gaza to the West Bank. They should be moved back to Israel proper. Palestinians also say that they just don't trust Sharon, who was for many, many years one of the architects of Israel's settlement movement. And in fact, they say this week the Israeli government just approved more than $20 million in new financing to the settlements.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.